This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Netflix dominates the market for subscription-based video streaming. That's from a new report by the business research firm NPD Group. Netflix's market share is apparently near 90% when compared to other services like Hulu Plus and Amazon Prime. But something strange has been happening. People who get their internet from Verizon have been reporting trouble with Netflix. It has to do with something called peering. That's when online companies work together to make sure internet traffic gets through without disruption. But a company called Cogent, which works closely with Netflix, says it hasn't been getting any of its usual peering help from Verizon. And the reason might not just be crossed wires.
I think what is interesting is that Verizon owns a part of a competitor.
That's Om Malik, senior writer for GigaOm. He's talking about online video rental company Redbox, of which Verizon owns 50%. And he thinks the Netflix streaming issues are happening because Verizon basically wants to give its internet subscribers a bad experience with Netflix.
I'll tell you the biggest issue in this thing. It's very simple. I buy my broadband connection from, say, Verizon or Comcast, Taiwan cable. I give them $50 to $70 a month. And I, in return, expect that I can go to any place on the internet and get any content I want without degradation of quality, no interference.
Om says companies that sell broadband internet to customers shouldn't actually be allowed to sell video services or even email services. And he's worried that without government intervention, this sort of foul-up may happen more and more. Until then, he says, consumers don't have much recourse.